Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. My name is Cynthia Mendes, and I am the host for tonight's show, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and self-development. Tonight's topic is going to be about words of wisdom, including the parables of life lessons. So I'm going to go over a reading selection, and then I'm going to basically break down and interpret it in its meaning, you know, from my perspective. But you all who are listening on tonight's show can interpret it in the way that you perceive it, or however way you receive it in itself. But I'm going to read it very slowly, so that way you can get it and understand the dynamic of the parable in itself. Okay? So without further ado, let's get right into it, right? So, it goes, if you would have a thing's strength, you must first stretch it. If you would have a thing weakened, you must first strengthen it. If you would have a thing laid aside, you must first set it up. If you would take from a thing, you must first give to it. This is called subtle discernment. The submissive and weak will overcome the hard and strong. The fish must not be allowed to leave the deep. The instruments of power in the state must not be revealed to anyone. So with that being said, I'm going to go over each parable, and then I'm going to interpret it in its meaning from my perspective. And as I said, you all can interpret it and perceive it however way you would like. Okay? And also, this is a live broadcast, so you can call in and also give your input. The guest call-in number is 516-590-0362, and you're more than welcome to press the number 1, and I'll take your call. Okay, so the first part of the sentence is, if you would have a thing's strength, you must first stretch it. So from my interpretation of what it means is basically that there is an order and a design to life in which, you know, people can choose to live out their life however way they choose to and how they see fit. Okay, so with that being said, I relate this part of the sentence to our thought process. We know that the mind is more than just what we limit it to be, such as, you know, having a thought. It could be a negative thought, or it can be a limited thought that we have, but we know that the mind could be extended beyond just our thought or negative thoughts, okay? So with that being said, I equate limited thoughts and negative thoughts to a strength mentality when you know that you can reverse that and be able to look beyond that through practicing situations to where you can get your mindset out of being limited, or basically just thinking outside of the box and being able to look at things from a different perspective. So this is where it comes in as far as stretching. You must first stretch it, meaning understand that your mind can go beyond just a limited thought or negative thought by thinking otherwise, thinking outside of the box, and knowing that no one situation will always result in the same outcome. Okay, so that's how I interpret that first line in itself. Okay, then when we move along where it says, if you would have a thing weakened, you must first strengthen it. So the way I interpret that part is that as a person, not just human being, but as a person, we all have weaknesses and we all have strengths. It's safe to say that we all not perfect. We're not perfect at all. But in these strengths and weaknesses, you have to be able to differentiate and understand that where there is strength, there is continuity, meaning you can continue on and grow, but where there is weakness, you have to ask yourself, am I being enabled and, you know, comfortable in my state? Which is result back to the fact of anything in a comfort zone does not grow. So this is something that made me look at the aspect of, as a person, understanding that we have strengths and weaknesses and being able to evaluate when we do have weaknesses, are we capable of, you know, strengthening those weaknesses, which is yes. But some people choose not to because of being in the comfort zone. Okay? So, you know how the saying goes, like minds think alike. And then we have iron sharpens iron. So the way I interpret that is that when you are around a bunch of strong people, strong-minded people, and you may be weak in a certain area, but when you get around those people, eventually their strengths will rub off on you. And then vice versa, people could learn from you as well. They could learn from your weakness and learn something and grow and be extended as well as you become strong over time. So that's one good aspect of that as well. And then for the strong, who may be around a lot of weak people, you don't talk down towards other people who are weak if you know that you are the strong component of all of those people, because that's not good. You're not supposed to make fun of nobody. You're not supposed to walk away from people who may be weak-minded, and you're not supposed to treat them a certain way because you know that you know better or you know more than the other person. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be able to be a strong component to whereas your influence will motivate them to want to be strong, and that's how you sow seeds into other people and make them strong or stronger over time. Okay, so moving along to the next part where it says, if you would have a thing laid aside, you must first set it up. So we all know that there's an order and a design once again to every and anything that we do in life, okay? And it's safe to say that some of us are guilty of doing things backwards, you know, or self-sabotaging at times because, you know, it's just in our nature to self-sabotage sometimes, or just doing things that just doesn't make sense and it's just doing things backwards and it's like, come on. So I say all this to say is that it's good to prioritize accordingly. It's good to think things through in its entirety and be able to just do things one step at a time and be able to understand that preparation is good before actual performance, okay? Because when you prepare, that means your performance is going to be immaculate, okay? And when you practice and you continuously practice, it makes it beautiful. Okay, so that's how I interpret that part. Now moving along to, if you would take from a thing, you must first give to it. This is talking about reciprocity, people. Reciprocity. Give and take. What you give, you get back. You know, people who are stingy, people who are selfish, they don't never, ever understand the concept of reciprocity. And a lot of times those people are either greedy and they hold tight to certain things to where things don't flourish and grow in their life. But when you understand give and take, things multiply over time when you understand the principle of it, okay? And understand that when you give, you can give up your time, something that you can't give back. You can also give up your energy, something that could be restored, but at times or moments you can't get back as well. And then money, things that can be purchased through the course of money that you may not be able to get back, okay? So when you understand the principles of time, money, energy, and how you give and take and exchange between those three dynamics, you understand that it multiplies. And when you understand how to prioritize that, you become better at life, better at discernment in life of what's worth your time and what is not worth your time. Okay? That's what discernment is about. Okay? What you would invest your time in. Would you invest your time in negative and limited thoughts? Or would you extend or look beyond just your limited and negative thoughts? Would you accept the fact that you have strengths and weaknesses, and where you are weak, you will learn how to strengthen and grow over time and get out of your comfort zone, okay? And then would you as a person, to be a greater person, prioritize your life and be organized to where things start to flourish, things start to be in an orderly fashion to where, you know, you feel a sense of peace in life and not feel like you're caught up in a, you know, discord or disarray of things or thoughts. Okay? So these things are very, very important. Okay? And then when it said the submissive and weak will overcome the hard and the strong, what that consists of is that the submissive is the one who is patient. Submissive don't also always mean that a person is a slave or have a slave mindset or is weak. Doesn't necessarily mean that. Submissive could simply mean being patient. Patient to analyze and understand a situation, observe, you know, the people around them, and understanding that cooperation is more better than resisting anything, okay? And then the weak doesn't necessarily mean weak as in, oh, cannot, you know, be self-sufficient in any kind of way. Weak just simply mean, it just mean that a person is humble. And a lot of times a person who is humble, their kindness get mistaken for weakness, and it's not weak. It's not weak because a person is kind. A respectable person doesn't mean that they weak, okay? And this is why they will overcome the hard and the strong. The hard and the strong, yes, they may be assertive in their approach. They may get things done. But what happens when a person is wrong and strong at the same time? Wouldn't that be a weak person? Wouldn't that be a weak person that's pretending, putting on a facade, not accepting the fact that they're wrong or admitting that they're wrong instead of being wrong and strong? That makes them weak over time when you can't accept the reality or truth of a matter. So this is how I interpret this meaning in itself, okay? And I may not be able to get to the gist of two of the other parables, but I hope that those who listen on tonight's show, that you were able to grasp something from these words of wisdom, the parables of life lessons, and I hope that you enjoyed the show on tonight. Thank you, and have a good night.